What he claimed was, he is the same person whose coming was predicted by Ahazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whom Ahazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself had addressed as a prophet. This was his claim. So that if that claim is repeated by anyone in future, it would be his duty to prove that Ahazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also referred to another one as a prophet, giving him a title. If he proves it, most welcome. The people of his time would willy-nilly believe in him. Allah would force them to accept him.
That particular point out,
yes,
that there will be nabi.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. Because when you say minan nabiyina, it does not mean plural would come. It's a way of expression. It's a language. You should understand first the grammar of Arabic to translate this word. Minan nabiyina means from among the prophets, and it refers to the previous prophets, because it are they who are mentioned. You must first understand the full text of this verse. Only then your confusion in your mind would be removed. The claim is, "May yuta illaha wa rasula," whoever believes, obeys Allah and the Prophet, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now this whoever is a plural as well as a singular. The number is not mentioned. A possibility is opened. That has to be kept in mind. A possibility is opened that whoever obeys Allah and follows his Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would be counted among those who appeared before them, who would be treated like those, we can also translate it like this, who appeared before them and who were well rewarded by Allah, such as minan nabiyina, or those who were from among the prophets and among those. So the plural is referred to the prophets of the past. And the promise says that you could also reach the status which was given to the prophets of earlier ages. That is the true meaning. The number who would attain that status is not mentioned. If there are more, there would be more of such. If there are less, there would be less of such. Even those ulama who claim and try to deceive other Muslims by pointing out to the plural Nabiyyin, they say if that argument is correct, there should be many prophets, believe that there is only one Siddiq in the Ummah. That is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. And if you say if there is another Siddiq, they would be after you. Why? Because the other Siddiqs, those who are Sunnis, they don't believe in Imamat like Shias. They claim that there was just one Siddiq. Well, this verse says Siddiqina. That is also plural. So anybody who truly understands the Arabic and the diction of this verse would fully understand that here the style is this, that only those would be given rewarded by Allah who follow Allah and Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they could be one of those. Ulaika mal lazina annam Allah alaihim. Such people
would be counted among.
Exactly. Counted among them. Now they are four now together. So the plural, they are a plural in themselves, four altogether in under one bracket. It does not mention this verse that how many of such people would rise to what status. Even if one rises to that status, to a single status, that promise is fulfilled. It doesn't say that Nabiyeen would come. This is where you are wrong. It says that Nabiyeen are those who were rewarded before them. Siddiqeen are those who were rewarded before them. Salihin are those who were rewarded before them, and Shahideen is first, are those who were rewarded before them. This, the whole verse which follows, is an explanation of who were those who were rewarded before them.
Up till now, since 1953, when my father, may God bless his soul, pointed out to me, whenever I was confronted with how to ask, I have asked this question. I always argue with them that if there will be Shaheed, Swalihin, Siddiq in this time, why can't be there another? I have always been arguing with them this. But thank you very much for clearing that point, because you obviously opened a new venue altogether.
Yes, the point is, the style is this, that when it is said they would also be rewarded, then the verse begins to explain who were those who were rewarded. And the plural tenses are referring to the past people. And they were, of course, Nabiyeen and Siddiqeen and Shahideen and Salaha. They were all in the plural. So this verse is referred to them. So anybody who follows could be one of those. This is the meaning of the verse. And the number of how many would follow, that is not mentioned. But apart from that, I believe that when Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that Ulama Ummati Ka Anbiya'i Bani Israel, they are also covered with this verse. They are among those who are like Nabiyeen before them. This is exactly what is said. So the question of plural does not arise in any way. I mean, they are in plural, in fact. Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Wasalam is one of the subordinate prophets. That is what we can say. And the number of subordinate prophets is much larger than you can conceive. Because there are two types of subordinate prophets. One whom Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the title himself by saying he would be Nabi. And in between him and myself, there would be no one with the title of Nabuwat. That is what Hazur Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said so many words. Yet he says that there will be so many of my ulama who would be like the prophets of the old. And this verse is also referring to the prophets of the old. مَنْ يُتَئِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسِيُّلَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا الَّذِينَ أَنَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. People of the past on which Allah Ta'ala appeared with grace and mercy and rewarded them. So they would be counted among those, and this is what he is saying, that ulama ummati would be like the prophets of the old. So there are so many. This is what I have been trying to explain to him, that don't underestimate the status of even those who are not entitled prophet in ummah, because according to Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam and according to this promise of man yuti' Allah, they are no less than prophets. By the standards which we observe before the era of Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are definitely not less than prophets. By the standard which was observed by us after the era of Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or at the appearance of Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they can't be called prophets, because that standard has risen now. So because this verse only promises prophethood according to the past standards, referring to those, so it is true, there are so many.